Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, when we swear by other than Allah, how do we know that this shirk that is major or minor? First of all, you are not allowed to swear except by Allah and His beautiful attributes. So you can say Wallahi, Wal-Rahman, Wal-Aziz, Wal-Latif. This, the article wa, it is an article of swearing. And the end of the name of Allah Azza wa Jal has to have kasra. You cannot say Wallahu, this is not swearing. You have to say Wallahi, Wal-Rahmani, Wal-Latifi, Wa-Rabbi. All of these indicating that this is swearing. And you can also swear by Allah's beautiful attributes. وَعِزَّةِ الرَّحْمَنِ وَجَلَالِ اللَّهِ وَكَلَامِ اللَّهِ. So if someone says, وَالْقُرْآنِ, said, yes, this is Allah's attribute. Al-Qur'an is Kalamullah, is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is His attribute. It's not created. It is one of Allah's attributes. So this is allowed and permissible. Now, if someone swears with other than Allah, now we have to look into intention. So if someone says, by my honor, by my parent, by my father, I swear by my dignity. We ask this person, do you think that your dignity and your father and your this and that equivalent to Allah Azza wa Jal? He said, no. A'udhu billah. This is nothing that comes close to what I believe. In this case, we tell him, okay, you have committed minor shirk. And minor shirk is below major shirk, which nullifies Islam, and it is greater and more dangerous than major sins. So it is not something to be taken lightly. But if someone says, yes, when I say, by my Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, I believe that the Prophet alayhi salam has powers to bring me benefit and protect me from evil and this or that, if I swear by one of the saints, all these things that people swear of and believe in, and I say, yes, they know the unseen. This is major shirk. This nullifies a person's Islam, depending on his intention. So the least is greater than major sins, and the max nullifies a person's Islam. So it's a very dangerous thing to go through. Okay, moving on to Hadith 361. In this Hadith, Prophet Solomon, peace be upon him, who was both a prophet and a king, he took an oath that I will have intercourse with all these women, and each one will conceive a child that will fight in the cause of Allah. Look at the what? Look at the intention. Now, this is the difference between the prophets of Allah and us. Even in halal things, they have intention to please Allah. So when I'm drinking coffee, what is my intention? Drink coffee, I like coffee. Then this is halal, you're not rewarded. But if my intention is to clear my throat so that I can be able to lecture you in an audible sound, an audible voice, and to give me power to be able to give and teach, by Allah, my drinking the coffee would be a form of worship. And that is why a proper Muslim, everything he does, he has a good intention. Even if he's playing football, for example, I enjoy playing football, Allah rewards me? Yes. If your intention is 1, 2, 3, 4, something that is good. And you can do this with everything you do, your studies at school, being kind to your younger brother, your father telling you to get something from the car or from the grocery shop, and you go with the intention of pleasing Allah. Everything you do is for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. So he said that 70 boys will come and fight in the cause of Allah. How could he swear on something he doesn't know that will happen or not? Maybe because he was thinking that this is part of the mulk, the sovereignty that he prayed, oh Allah, grant me sovereignty and wealth that no one can have after me. So he had control over the jinn, he had control over a lot of things. So he thought that this is part of it. his companion, and it was said that this companion was an angel, told him, say inshallah. And this is why the compiler of the book brought this hadith. He did not say inshallah. Either he forgot or he did not. And Allah Azza wa Jal willed it, and none of them conceived except one, and she gave birth to a handicapped child. And the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, commenting, had he said, inshallah, then he would not have gone back or broken his oath. And that would have made what he wanted easier to attain. Now, this is in Arabic called al-istithna, exception. What is meant by exception? If I say that I will give all of you $10 each, inshallah, meaning that if Allah is willing, which means that if Allah does not will it, I will not give it. This exception, this istithna, saves you when you say an oath. So if I say, wallahi, I will hit you, inshallah, and then I don't hit you. Or I say, wallahi, I will give you 1,000 euros, inshallah, and I don't give you. Do I have to expiate my oath? No. Why? Because I made an exception. And this goes in everything. If you don't do it, then Allah Azza wa Jal would not hold you accountable, and you do not have to pay expiation. But scholars say that this has to be connected. Meaning, if I say to someone, wallahi, I will give you $100. And then I go to the bathroom, take a shower, and have a phone call. And after a half an hour, I come to him and say, inshallah. Scholars say that this is not applicable because it's not connected. It has to be connected. And the difference is very negligible and little, because Sulaiman, may Allah peace and blessing be upon him, the Prophet of Allah, Solomon, said, I will do this, and then the angel reminded him. So there was a pause, but was it long enough? This is negligible. The pause, if it's too long, then this exception is not considered to be valid anymore. And always when you swear, say, inshallah. And if you fail to do it, alhamdulillah, even promises. But don't do it with the intention not to do it. So someone says, tomorrow you have to have lunch with me. And I don't want to have lunch with him. So I say, wallahi, I'm coming for lunch, inshallah. And intending not to come, this is not recommended, but still the ruling is the same. If you don't show up, if you don't come, you don't have to pay any expiation. We open the floor for Q&As. Yes, Sahih.
Salaam alaikum, Sheikh.
Alaikum salam.
My question is, what is the expiation if someone took an oath alone that wallahi, I will not commit any particular thing, but he broken it a number of times?
Very good question. If someone takes an oath to do or not to do the same thing. So for example, a person who smokes, he says, wallahi, I will not smoke. Wallahi, I will not smoke. And he smokes 5 or 10 times. So does he pay an expiation for each time? And the answer is no. It is one expiation. So if he smokes 10 cigarettes, he expiates once. If he takes another oath after smoking the 10 and saying, wallahi, from now on, I will not smoke, and he swears, and he smokes another 5 or 10, then only one expiation. But if he makes an oath on different things, wallahi, I will not smoke, and I will not eat pork, and I will not watch movies, and I will not listen to music. And in one night, he does all four. What does he do? He has to pay 4 expiations.
If you tell a friend a secret, and he says, wallahi, I won't tell, and then he tells, he will expiate for his sin.
He has to expiate for breaking his oath, but he's sinful for also breaking the trust of his friend. So he's sinful twice, but the expiation takes care of one of them. Because you cannot break the trust of your friend who entrusted you with something unless it has bad implications. The consequences, if someone tells you, I have a secret, swear that you will not tell, and say, I swear I will not tell. He says, I killed the man. And then you will be conspiring with him. No, this man, killing a man is something that has to be reported. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.